You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Alrighty, it is time to talk, Kai. I hope everyone's had like a piece of dry toast or something to stave off the hunger. How are you, Lucinda, this morning?
I am good. I'm coming at you from bed. Nice. To check that I'm not sick, but other than that, I'm really good.
Well, that is good to be safe, not sorry on that one. But
exactly.
We're talking little treats this morning. It is the season of treating yourself, I feel.
I mean, I would argue every season, but
yeah.
Yeah, particularly when it's cold and wet and the days are really short.
What is your go-to little treat for that type of buzz?
Oh, okay. I get teased because I'm quite fussy in that I prefer something baked to something like a chocky bar or lollies or something like that. And so it's infinitely harder to get your hands on unless you want to make it yourself, which luckily I often do.
Yeah, nice. But there's something about going out and getting a little treat too. That's, you know, feels a little bit special.
Oh, absolutely. And places that are selling treats will make things that are infinitely more complicated than I can ever be bothered with.
So what's your go-to? Do you sort of like a biscuit? Are you a cake person? What's the sort
I love
of
a cake.
Lucy pick of choice? Ooh, yeah.
I love a cake. I love a really good, like a flaky pastry, some sort of fancy croissant, or just a plain croissant with a coffee can be the best thing in the world.
Totally. We were just talking off air about this. It's very easy to get in the morning. In the afternoon, a little bit harder to find a sweet treat and a coffee. Have you got any secret spots that you sort of head along to?
I do. I've actually been I've been thinking about this a lot lately, partly because I am now a 9-to-5 worker and I always want, you know, especially if I'm driving to work, I want on my way home, I'm like, where can I stop and get a treat?
Yes.
But I'm really lucky and I live on Dominion Road, so I've got a lot of food options around me.
Almost infinite treats.
Oh, almost infinite, but it's mostly like, you know, you've got your noodles, you've got your dumplings, you've got really good bubble tea options, but sometimes in winter, well, actually you can get a good hot bubble tea, can't you? But anyway, my top spot is this little patisserie on Dominion Road called Folds, which people might have heard about because it's been there at least a year or so now. But I was really stoked to realise the other day that they're actually open till 6 p.m. on just a casual weeknight.
Oh my God, that's shockingly exciting, I have to say. That's almost unheard of in Auckland City.
Exactly. I mean, my classic when I was younger was always Fraser's in Mount Eden, but they're definitely not open as long hours anymore on a Monday, Tuesday. I think they're just till about 10 at the end of the week.
Yeah. And I used to sort of go there after going to a movie to get a piece of cake, but it's not the same. It's not the same anymore. It's still nice. It's just not the kind of cake haven that it used to be.
Totally. I love their chocolate mousse cake was my number one.
I like the orange and semolina cake. That was my favourite Fraser's cake, I have to say.
What's your go-to from? Choice.
Oh, thank you. I'm a very fancy lady. What's your go-to choice from Folds? What's their sort of patisserie spread look like?
So they are a Asian-inspired patisserie. Yeah. So they have an abundance of different Swiss roll-style cakes, as well as things like they do a kaya croissant. They do. Actually, I noticed the other day, I hadn't seen the. I think this must be new in their offering. They've got egg tarts now, which I will have to go back for. But my favourite is the Milo Swiss roll.
What? That is a good snack.
It's this wonderful thing where they've taken all these really nostalgic Asian flavours. So you've got things like pandan, you've got your kaya, you've got in a sort of special globe inside their cabinet to, I assume, not make the smell or the flavour travel. We've got durian Swiss rolls.
Okay. Exactly.
But Milo's such a sort of Kiwi Asia crossover because we all grew up drinking Milo.
Yum. I was like, maybe 16 or 17 when I discovered that Milo is malt and not chocolate.
Sorry,
I actually think I'm shocking Stella this morning with that revelation.
That is insane.
Yeah, I am right in that, eh? I just made that up.
No, is it malt and chocolate, or is it just malt?
Maybe it is both. 5395, is Milo malt-flavoured, chocolate-flavoured, or malt and chocolate-flavoured? Please let us know. We're
crushed Maltesers.
Crushed Maltesers in a drink. I mean, it's got to be one of the most nostalgic and sort of warming flavours, and in a cake form even better. Who could complain?
Oh, it's so good, and it's got this really... I think one of the things I like about it so much as well, or what I like generally about the different offerings at Folds, is that they're really creamy. I love a creamy custardy texture, but they're not super, super sweet. So they're not like sugar headache afterwards.
You know what I've got back into recently is Lamingtons. I sort of forgot how legendary a Lamington is, especially for the same thing. You know, you get the sweet jelly and you get the yum cream, but it's not too much. It's still a sponge cake.
Are you pink or chocolate?
Always pink.
Same.
Yeah. I feel like the chocolate one is a bit like you might as well get a different chocolate snack, but the pink Lamington is, you can't go wrong with it.
How adorable.
Yeah, that's going to be one of my all-time treats, but I've sort of recently returned to that. I've begun to hear some of the listeners' ones. Someone says, anywhere that sells a good custard slice. Lucy, do you have any suggestions on that? Good sort of custard slice territory?
Do you know, I did actually just see on Instagram the other day that Daily Bread are doing a cheeky, I think a sort of one-time offering of a custard slice with like a raspberry kind of coulis or jelly underneath the custard.
Oh my goodness, that sounds
which
amazing.
Which looks pretty good. I think they're doing that just this weekend.
Okay, everybody run to your nearest Daily Bread door. There's always a line out the door at Daily Bread anyway, whether or not there's custard slice on offer. We've also heard somebody say, where can you get a good pastel de nata these days? Is that place on K Road still open? I don't actually know. It used to be so good though.
I don't know if the K Road one's still open, but they do sell them. So the same company.
Right.
They sell those ones in Countdown on Dominion Road in the little serve yourself cake case.
Oh my goodness. I quite often walk past that part of Countdown, you know, dismissively, but I'm going to have to stop and take some time.
Look.
Excellent.
Yeah, normally it's like a really dry donut. But no, they've got them. And I've seen, I think they do frozen ones now as well at Faro.
Oh my goodness, get out of town. That sounds amazing. This has been a very useful treat directory, I have to say, this morning. Thank you so much for that, Lucinda. And I hope you're feeling
you're
a little
welcome.
Bit less crook soon. And we will talk to you next week.
Awesome. See you then.
See you.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.